Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to another awesome episode of Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, YouTube channel, Facebook Live, all that good stuff. So excited to have you today. I am just fired up to talk to you about the number one skill you need to grow your cleaning company. And I got to tell you, if you'd asked me this question as a younger man, because I've been doing this a while, I think I'd have given you lots of different answers over time, and they would have been more and more kind of tactical, and it's changed. The older I get, the more people I help, the more I realize what's different. Hey, Brendan Moyer, good to have you. All right. So that said, Stanley says we will spend 29 minutes watching only to be told the last 2 minutes you need to buy the program. What a scam. Well, Stanley, if that's your take on this whole thing, I would probably not spend 29 minutes. I would just take off now, my friend. That's great. And by the way, in all these ones I've done, I don't think I've ever told anyone to ever buy anything. At the end of it, I'll usually invite you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com and take advantage of the many, many free resources, the hundreds of hours of free stuff that we offer for you guys. So Stanley, you seem kind of like a pain in the neck. I don't think I want you in my community anyway. Don't stick around. Don't go to the website. Don't buy anything. For the rest of you who are committed to growing your cleaning company, stick around. Let's hang out. Let's have fun and figure out the number one skill you need to grow your cleaning company. Hey, Daisy, good to see you, sister. All right, so the problem is, and I get this every day, all day when I talk to you guys, is you're working as hard as you know how to work, but you're not getting the results that you deserve, right? You're working and working and working, but not getting the results. The problem is, if you're not sure what's working, you can never fix it. And then what happens is, one of two things, you just go and go and go until you get burnt out, and then you kind of give up, right? After all that sort of stuff. Efren says, need some one-on-one, Mike. Good to have you here, Efren. So we really got to make sure that we've got this thing right in terms of business, because what happens is we work and maybe we get some success just by hustling, and then we work some more and some more and some more. And then at some point we get diminishing returns in terms of our ability to continue growing just by working harder. So we've got to, I can promise you, the number one thing you need is not to work harder. First and foremost, let's kind of jump into some stuff that is going to help background-wise, and then we'll get to the one big thing that you need to be able to do to grow your cleaning company. And really, not just to grow your cleaning company, but to be a successful owner, to be a happy owner, to be an effective owner, to be an owner that can create impact. So first and foremost, we got to get over this belief that I've got to grow all the time. That is absolutely not the case. The reality is you must be crystal clear on what it is that you really want, along with why you want it. And then we always want to be working towards that clear goal for some sort of clear reason. So many people I talk to are just like, I need more revenue. I need more customers. Got to grow. And when I say why, or what will happen when you get that? Say you do get, you know, they're doing 100 grand, they want to do 200, they're 200, they want to do 500, 500, they want to do million, they want to do whatever the case is. Say you get there, then I'll say, so what happens if you hit your next goal? Then what? And go, well, then I want to hit the next goal or the next goal and the next goal. And the reality is, the problem is we want to make sure that we're really clear on what we really want, so you don't work your tail off and kind of pour your life into this thing and then find out that you didn't get that you want. So we really want to make sure that we're clear on our goal, why that goal is important, and we are working towards that goal as opposed to just harder, because it's really, really easy. Feel free to jump in the chat and let me know if this is something you're dealing with if you're live. It's really easy to just let the business kind of slowly but surely take over in terms of I got bigger and then all of a sudden I got more phone calls and the employees were calling, the customers, and there's emails, and it just turns into this constant thing where you are it takes over without you even noticing it. And then you kind of think, well, but that's okay because I'll be growing and I'll be rich. And then what happens is not only does it take over your life, it doesn't make you that much more money. Or sometimes in bad cases, it makes less money. So make sure that we're crystal clear on what you really want out of your business, why that's important, and then we want to be working towards that goal. So we can't just have a loose general goal of, I want to make more money, I want to grow my company, because that will that'll grind. Like, that doesn't, long term, that is just going to eat your lunch. But if you're crystal clear on, I want to make X amount of money, or even better, I always encourage the folks, especially in the Millionaire Mastermind that I get to work with a little more intimately, I always encourage you guys to get crystal clear before we talk 1 second, one iota about your business. We want to get crystal clear on your life. So many people we get, because we love our businesses so much and we're so passionate, we just want to grow. And we're like, we kind of have this feeling, the non-entrepreneurial take on this would be, if I had a bunch of money, I'd be happy, right? So many people think, if I was just rich, I'd be happy. And I've been poor and I've been rich, and I like rich better for sure, but I've been miserable, rich, and happy poor. So we certainly don't want to, oh, Michelle's in the house. So exactly. Yeah. Daisy says the goals of your business work for you, not the other way around. And she's one of my Millionaire Mastermind folks and very qualified to make that statement, I would say, in my humble opinion. So you want to get crystal clear on, first and foremost, what you want out of your life. And then we get to the business. So many people are just like, well, if I was, you know, the non-entrepreneurial version is, if I was rich, I'd be happy. The entrepreneurial version would be, well, if I had $1 million cleaning company, then I'd be happy, or then I'd be financially secure. Or if you've got $1 million cleaning company, well, if I had a $5 million cleaning company, I'd be rich and I'd be secure. The reality is, that's not always the case. So if we really think about it, we probably want something like, and there's all sorts of stuff, but it could be, I want to be able to go on vacation when I want, with whom I want, as long as I'd like, without having to worry about it. So even if you're just starting out, it might be, I want to go to the restaurant, eat whatever I want, not even look at the price, or have my kid not have to worry about what the price is, right? But we want to be really clear on what that goal is, and then we can put a specific, yeah, Michelle says, we just talked about this on Monday. Absolutely right. Michelle's in our alumni group. It's so funny because this has been matriculating its way down. We talked about this really deeply in the Millionaire Mastermind group, and then I've been trying to share it on all the other platforms because it's so important. All right, so we really want to be clear first and foremost about what you want. Then we reverse engineer the business to build that, to build your life, not our life to build the business. And we've got to get rid of that. If I just work harder, I'll be more successful. The reality is, if you work harder doing what you've been doing, you'll get more of what you've been getting, right? So if the results that you only, if and only if the results that you've been getting have been making you happy in terms of life, money, satisfaction, emotionally, relationally, all that stuff, if what you've been doing has been enriching your life the way that you want, both financially, not financially, then yeah, you can double down on that to a degree, right? If you're working 20 hours, you can certainly work 40 hours. If you're working 40 hours, you maybe could work 60. I don't know, but I recommend it. If you're working 60, I guess you could try 80. But again, at some point, there is the law of diminishing returns, right? We can only do so much. So we want to make sure that, A, we're clear that hard work, without changing either our mindset, how we look at our business or what we're doing, the quality of the work, if we don't change those, we're just going to get more of what we got. If we're perfectly happy with what we got and we just need 20% more, then let's work 20% harder. But if we're perfectly happy with what we want 10 times more, well, then we can't work 10 times harder. We're going to have to upgrade the quality of the work more than the quantity, because there's a limited quantity of work that we can do, but there's an unlimited quality of work that we're going to do. So I guess to recap as we go in, we don't want to have this false belief that I got to grow all the time. We want to be really clear on what you actually want from your life, and then we want to build the business around that as opposed to building your life around your business. And we got to get rid of this, if I just work harder, I'll get what I want, and tune into the reality of, you can get 20% more typically if you're working harder, but not 10x more. And if what you're getting isn't what you want, then doing more of what you're doing is just going to get you more of what you're getting, and that ain't what you want. So like we talked about in the alumni group last week, which I really enjoyed talking. I got a lot of good feedback from those guys and gals. And Michelle's here, so feel free, if you're on live or watching this replay, feel free, Michelle, to chime in with whatever your experience has been. But we always think we want money, but the reality is we don't want money. We want what we think it can buy, right? Whether that's security or cars or food or whatever the case may be. And to take it a step further, believe it or not, once we meet our basic needs, right? Like once, and hopefully most of the people, not everybody on this, if you're on this live, that means you probably have a laptop or a nice computer or some piece of phone. So I'm guessing you're eating, right? We live indoors and we eat, and we're able to control our temperature and have clothes and all that good stuff. So once you're beyond that, more money, really, we don't want more money. We want what we think that money will, what that money will buy us. And we don't even want what the money will buy us. We want what we want, that feeling that we think these things that money will buy will give us. Let me say that again, because it's really important. We don't want money. We want what money can buy. And if the truth were told, we don't want money, what we don't want what money can buy. We want the feeling that we perceive we will have when we own that thing, right? So if it's $1 million in the bank, believe it or not, that $1 million in the bank is an ether. If you don't believe me, drop dead and see what happens. It goes to somebody else, right? It's no longer yours. Certainly in life, we can have good fortune and bad fortune. And again, working and owning a business is going to have a massive impact on that. But the reality is that $1 million in the bank doesn't really do anything for you on a day-to-day basis. It might give you a feeling of security, right? A Ferrari might give you a feeling of exhilaration if you drive fast, or might give you a feeling of accomplishment, or you know, doing well, or something to show for your efforts, and that's all fine. But the reality of the situation is, and those are fine things, like if, you know, money and fancy things, those are all great. But the reality is, we got to realize, and again, coming from a guy that's had a lot of those things that he thought was going to be super exciting, and they are, right? When you get it, they can be fun. But the reality is, you really want the feeling that you think those things will provide. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. More often than not, they will at the beginning, but then not so much, right? I remember when I went out, when I was a kid, we never went out to eat. And when we did, it was a big deal. Like, we go out and someone, you know, like, I remember going to my first buffet, we could just like grab food, like, oh my gosh, there's all this food. I get all I want. Now, to embarrassingly so, my bride and I eat out probably way too much. And it's not even a big thing. It doesn't even move our meter, right? Same thing happens with fancy cars, fancy houses. The first week you live in your house, you're just like, if you buy a brand new house, it's your dream home. And you can't hardly imagine that this is yours. You can't imagine your good luck. And then, you know, 6 months in, maybe once or twice a month, you might go, wow, how blessed am I? How lucky am I? Unless we want to get more intentional about it. So the reality is, we're not looking for the things, right, when we buy this business. And the reason I'm getting so deep into this is I have so many people that have worked so hard to varying degrees of success, right? Some are still broke, which is the most heartbreaking. Some are doing fine financially, or actually getting some good financial rewards, but they're working so hard, they've sacrificed their own personal health, they sacrificed their relationship with the people that love them, and they're far more miserable than they were before. So I really want to make sure that we get crystal clear on what success looks like for you, so we don't help you be successful, i.e., our business is growing and we have a lot of money, and then you're miserable. And again, please don't hear me saying like money's bad, because it's not. I love money and I appreciate all the giftings and the money I've been able to have. But the reality is, we want to make sure that we understand, we really want the feeling that we perceive we'll have when we have that money. The beautiful thing, and this is the number one thing to become successful, believe it or not, is the ability to control your state at any given time. The ability to control your state at any one given time. And there's a bunch of reasons for that. First of all, I could wait until I've got $1 million in the bank to feel secure in myself or who I am or my abilities as a business owner, or I could decide to have that feeling right now. I could wait until I've got a fancy Ferrari or Lamborghini or whatever to drive around and feel special or important or successful, or I could choose, if I could control my state, I could choose to have that feeling right now. So in terms of being successful, I would much rather, and you want more proof, my wife and I have gone, I don't know, half a dozen times to Mexico to help build houses for people that didn't have houses. And, you know, coming, you know, dumb, big, rich white Americans coming down to Mexico, like, oh, look at us with our fanciness. You know, we're so happy and lucky, and they're going to be so miserable because they're poor. And we get down, it's the opposite. I find the people down there have been a lot more joy and happiness than I find in some of the people that here in the States that have so much more, right? So first and foremost, to be wealthy, you can either you really just want to have what you want. So you can either have more, which is great. There's nothing wrong with having more. And we love helping people do that every day. Or you can want less or be more grateful and satisfied with what you have. So that's the first piece. When it comes to controlling your state, it is impossible to be grateful and miserable at the same time. It is impossible. So if you choose a state of gratefulness right where you're at right now, you can have success today. If you have to wait for external things to make X amount of money, what'll happen? I've done it. So this isn't me judging. This is me having made this mistake. You'll get to X amount of money and then go, well, I'll really be happy when I get to Y. And then the trick is, you get to Y. And now I'll be happy when I get to Z, right? And we can play that game to our deathbed, frankly. Maybe beyond, I don't know, I haven't died yet. Or we could choose that we're gonna be happy and grateful right now. And if we look at kind of our wealth as it relates to the history of the world, we are wealthier than any other people ever, wealthier than kings and queens of just 100 years or so ago, right? If I was the king of England 200 years ago, I don't know that I could control my temperature. If it was cold, I could build a fire. If it was hot, I think I could just take off clothes or have people fan me, but I certainly didn't have air conditioning. If I wanted to get to the United States or Australia or across the country, it was a long, dangerous journey, right? We can, for $78 on Southwest, we can get three states over, and for $800 or whatever they charge nowadays, we can cross the world. Food, right? Like, we've got all this luxurious food. I guarantee the food we have now available to us as minimum wage workers would be more than the kings and queens of England had back then. Communication, right? And knowledge. We know everything. All the history of the world is right there on Google waiting for us, whereas kings and queens just wouldn't have that. So that's the first piece, is we can choose to be happy now. The second piece, which is equally important as it gets to kind of the more tactical part of how do I grow my company, is the ability to control your state. So I have found when it comes to hiring people, the $10 an hour employee gives up almost immediately, right? Anything goes wrong, he's going to give up. The $20 or $30 an hour employee might be a little more creative and keep trying. The $100 an hour employee, he's really going to be creative and come up with some new solutions. And the owner basically has to deal with all the problems that nobody else can deal with. What that really is controlling your state. I've told this to people I've coached quite a bit, where they'll say, "I can't do that," or "I couldn't do that." And the reality is, it's their state is of disbelief or of lack of confidence. And I'll say, okay, so say they're doing 10 grand a month now. By the end of the year, they want to be 50 grand. And I think it's this massive, impossible goal. The reality is, if I said, "Hey, I'll give you a $10 million bonus by the end of the year if you can hit this $50,000 in sales," I guess I guarantee every single one listening to this could say, "All right, I can grow from $10,000 a month to $50,000 a month in a year if someone's going to give me a $10 million bonus." 100% of you could. So the only thing that changes is your state. You've decided, "I will be committed to this and I'll do whatever it takes." And when something comes up that's hard, instead of thinking, so if an employee quits, or a bunch of employees quit, or they steal something, or some a customer's going to sue you, or just whatever crazy nutball or big customer quits, or they don't pay, and you don't have payroll money, all of these things that we deal with, the way that we choose to respond to that has everything to do with how successful we'll be. And if you have that $10 million kicker at the end, when a big company isn't going to pay you, didn't pay, and it was five, six, 10 grand, you're like, "Holy crap, this is a big deal." If your mindset and your state was, "Well, I've got this $10 million waiting, so this really makes no difference. I'm just going to figure it out," you'll just move from problem to problem with ease, with no trouble whatsoever. However, when you don't have that $10 million kicker, it's easy to go, "I give up. This is too much. I quit." And then get into this circle, the spiral of how bad everything's going to be. So the ability to control your state can do a lot of things for you. First and foremost, you can choose to be happy now and not have to wait until some external thing happens. Two, when you're able to control your state consistently, you will be able to get the external results that you want, period. And I've been at and coached at and been coached at the bottom of the level, base level, just starting out, nobody knows nothing, all the way up to very, very, very high tens of millions of dollars in revenue. And the higher we get in the revenue, the more we get onto our state and controlling our state and our ability to go from problem to problem without lack of enthusiasm or loss of enthusiasm. Someone else said that. I can't remember who it is, or I would give them credit. So the beautiful thing is, if you want to take it to the next level, is once you can consistently control your state, you can start influencing other people's states. And that is where you really have the magic to be able to do anything that you want to do. So, just like the comment at the beginning, what's his name? Stanley, complaining we're spending 29 minutes, blah, 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 blah. And then it's a scam, right? So I got to tell you, 10, 20 years ago, Mike would have been really upset by that, or hurt, or like, "Oh, it might have rattled me." Now I find it hilarious and amusing. And I'm able to go to that and wish Stanley love, and just be able to be like, it really makes me smile. So our ability to respond to challenges and to, because things are going to happen, and we can't, some of them we can influence, very few can we can control. The one thing we control is 100% our response to that, our state. And the beautiful thing is, when our state becomes so powerful, we're able to influence other people's state. A lot of the value that we bring to this community, certainly when it comes to like calls and we're trying to help people, is they come to us broken and like, "Hey, I don't think I can do this," or, "I've tried and I've been burned and it doesn't work." And they have been burned, right? And they've got this belief of, "This is hard," or, "I'm not good enough," or, "This isn't going to work," or, "I'm scared." And my ability, and our team's ability to hear that and take it and go, that's fine, we can do it, and not believe any of the crap that they're not smart enough, the systems won't work, it's never going to work, everybody's broke, you know, employees suck, that won't work in my business, all this nonsense that you guys tell yourself. If me and my team kind of believe that and absorb that, we can't help you. So we are able to change your state when you come to us with, well, but I tried this and you don't understand, and here's the 100 reasons why I won't be able to be successful. Since we've been able to help owners of cleaning companies so consistently for so many years now, over hundreds and hundreds of owners, we have such a strong state, we can influence your state. So instead of you convincing us like, holy crap, I guess maybe we are meant to fail and maybe no one ever will have a big cleaning company, I guess we're all just doomed to failure, we can start absorbing your state and get you changing. So you're like, holy crap, I can do this. And maybe it's just the wrong systems or the wrong mindset. I'm not stupid. I can learn this. I just need to find people that have done this and hijack their skill sets. It's no big deal. So the ability, if you're going to grow even to the basic success in business, you've got to be able to control your state. When you are able to control your state, the next step is to be able to control your customers, your prospect state, right? When they're upset or they need your help, they need to be able to trust that you can help them. And then the final levels, you can start not controlling, but influencing larger groups of people's state, like your employees. You've got a whole team. And your whole team looks to you with, can we do this? Is this worth it? Is this the best place I should be spending my time? And when you've got such a powerful state that you're just unassailable, they'll know just by being around you that yes, you can. And that's part of the value I try to bring to Cleaning Nation, is just this constant outpouring of, yes, you can do this. You just need the right systems, the right mindset, and the right worth ethic and commitment. As long as you've got that, we can build you, or you can build yourself, your $1 million, multi-$1 million business. So the number one thing that you are going to need to build your cleaning business and your life, frankly, is the ability to control your state and to another degree, other people's state. And like we talked about earlier, gratitude is a supercharger to this whole thing. If you want a shortcut to be able to control your state, because it's a lot easier said than done, gratitude is it, right? If you start thanking God for all the amazing things that we have, and no matter how bad your day is, or your week is, your month is with business, you might have lost money or be in debt, whatever. If you can speak how frustrated you are, the fact that you can speak is huge. If you know, the fact that we live in today's day and age where people would die from lack of a $10 antibiotic, and now we have that at our fingertips, there's so much to be grateful for. The reality is, once you can consistently control your state and influence other people's state, you can be successful right now, and you can continue to move through life in that positive state, really enjoying your life and being able to have other people enjoy their lives even more because they're near you. You can start being successful right now. And the cool thing is, regardless of the circumstances, oh my gosh, I coughed and everything went blurry for those of you watching the video. And then I tapped it on the head and now it's back. The other thing is, once you can consistently control in your state, you can influence others, and then you can be successful right now, irrespective of outside circumstances that you have no control over. So that said, once you've got that rock solid mindset, all you need to do is combine it with a set of proven systems, and you can live free forever and bring others freedom. So here's your hard sales pitch that we're looking for. Hey, welcome back, Stanley. I'm glad you're here, buddy. Michelle, feel free to share anything you like. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, there is a ton of free content which will outline exactly how to grow your business, to get customers, to build a foundation, all the stuff that we've talked about. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I would suggest you start with the free on-demand training at the top of the screen, but that's where we keep hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of free training. We've helped hundreds of folks grow their cleaning companies. If you are committed to living a better life, having a state, being a positive person that people want to be around, and really changing the world and contributing, go to growingcleaningcompany.com, join our little community. We'd love to serve you. Really appreciate spending some time with me here, and can't wait to talk to you guys soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.